I'm the commanding officer of 52 Signal Regiments based up in Scotland. We have subunits in Dundee, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Northern Ireland and Darlington, and we provide information communication services for the army deploying on UK operations and obviously preparing soldiers for overseas operations as well.
Now I'm going to ask you a really stupid question. Just pretend I'm as thick as I am. How can you be a reservist and a commanding officer? How does that work?
I always liken it to doing a triathlon in the sense that you've got three main priorities. And in order for me, really, it's family first, my career with Lloyds Banking Group second, and then reservists third. But there's a real fine balance that you have to maintain between all three of those. And I guess, you know, when you're on the bike or when you're running, you focus on that aspect of it. The transition is very difficult, but you focus on those areas in order to try and deliver it. But I've got a very good wife who supports me thoroughly in completing the job, and Lloyds Banking Group are fantastic in giving me time off and agile working in order to ensure that I can get up to command the regiment as well. And of course, I've got a fantastic team in the regiment itself that supports me in commanding the regiment throughout the course of the 2.5 years that I'll be in command as well.
So you talk about Lloyds Banking Group, very supportive, giving you the time off. What's the ratio of normal job to being the CO?
I mean, being a reservist is a heavy commitment anyway. I guess being a commanding officer, you have to sort of step up a little bit for that 2.5 years. So I am getting lots of lack of sleep, etc. at the moment, but I'm doing it about 150 days, which are mainly weekends, my own time off, evenings, and wherever else I can get. But what Lloyds are able to do is they're able to help me work agile. So if I want to do my 8 or 9 hours in the daytime earlier in order to get away to do regimental business, then I can do so. And they'll give me 2 weeks off as well to do my annual continuous training. But they're very flexible. Obviously, I don't think I could sustain this long term, and the role that I'll do after commanding the regiment will probably reduce my commitment down to less than 100, so hopefully about 80 days per annum.
Finally, it's Armed Forces Day on Saturday, of course. What does that mean to you personally?
So it's a celebration. I mean, it's to some extent, it's a little bit like, you know, Mothering Sunday or something, in the sense that it's our ability to say thank you to the Armed Forces for everything that they do. There are a number of events around Scotland which my regiment will be supporting, as well as down in Darlington and Northern Ireland. And those guys will be out in party mode, you know, looking for the support of the public and having a good time thereafter.